President Clinton granted many last-minute pardons and commutation requests before he left office last month. Former Major League Baseball player Willie Akins was not one of them. Commentator Frank DeFord says maybe Akins will have a better chance with President Bush.
Willie Akins didn't get the presidential commutation that he had hoped for. President Clinton had, it seemed, some other more deserving types to dispense mercy to. So Akins remains in the federal pen in Atlanta with no hope for parole for another 10 years. You may remember Akins. He played almost a decade in the majors, mostly with Kansas City, where he was especially prominent in the 1980 World Series. He was a big, powerful first baseman, also well known for his full name, which is Willie Mays Akins. Unfortunately, Akins' career was ended by cocaine in 1994 as an addict who had ballooned up to 300 pounds. He was arrested for selling crack to a federal undercover agent. Nobody, least of all Akins, disputes the facts of the case, although the circumstances surely do trod a fine line of entrapment. The agent came to his house, knocked on his door, urged him to sell her some coke, then also encouraged Akins to cook the coke, turning it into crack. This is especially crucial because under federal sentencing guidelines, crack draws a sentence of many times what an equivalent amount of cocaine does, notwithstanding the fact that powder cocaine is all that crack is derived from. And so, with a tough judge, a weak lawyer, and Akins' own continued drug use when out on bond, he was given a sentence of 20 years and 4 months. That's awfully severe. Everything else aside, if he had not cooked the cocaine, his sentence would have already run out by now. Moreover, he's only eligible for a maximum parole of 3 years, which means that, at best, Akins will serve more than 17 years for selling a small amount of cocaine. Understand, that's the best he can hope for. Serial murderers pull less time. The draconian punishment is all the more unfair that it has a racial bias. Crack defendants, those facing harsher penalties, are much more likely to be Hispanic or African American. In fact, 95% of federal crack cases involve minorities. Whites who use the exact same amount of powder cocaine as blacks do crack invariably get state courts and far less time. Willie Akins was stupid, addicted, and living a wasted life. Today, he is free of drugs, a man improved both of body and soul. He is spiritually revitalized and physically refreshed. In a word, Willie Akins is rehabilitated. And further incarceration constitutes pointless punishment. And after all, he was the only true victim to his own crime. Yes, all of us are sick of wealthy, spoiled athletes who throw away their lives and their talent. No one asks that these fellows be granted any pity or dispensation. Akins himself makes no excuses for his mistakes. Having paid in spades for his sins, he only wants to be freed, to come home, be with his two young daughters again, get a job, and live out life the best that he can. If nothing is done to correct the injustice of his penalty, he will be 56 before he is released. He will have lost his own best years and all chance of being with his daughters in their childhood. Unless the inequitable drug laws are changed, Willie Akins' only hope is that the President of the United States commutes his sentence. President Clinton chose not to. We can only hope that President Bush, who is an old baseball man, will be the one to let another old baseball man come back into the sunshine.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.